Hey, folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I just wanted to tell you quickly about NTT Fitness and NTTFitness.com. That is a full health mecca. I tell you what, located in Pinellas Park, you got group fitness classes, you got a gymnasium, you got people that will hold you accountable for your own fitness goals, and they have an excellent meal prep service. Now, I know you can cook your own food. I get it. You know how to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to have some variety, though, and it's delivered right to your door? You can get your entire Sunday back. You don't have to worry about it. It shows up on Sunday night, and then you just put it in the fridge, and you got food for the week. It is awesome. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I absolutely love it. I want you to try it out. Use code LEVELUP15. That's the homemade broadcast code at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first order, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drop. Drop Park. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the homemade broadcast.
Tutsi. We're not Spartans. We're Americans with a capital A, huh? You know what that means? Do you? That means that our forefathers were kicked out of every decent country in the world. We are the wretched refuse. We're the underdog. We're mutts.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Steven Souza with the Tampa Bay Rays. You're listening right here with the homemade broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the homemade broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioStPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. It is baseball season. Oh my goodness gracious. It's finally here. It's kind of snuck up on me. I didn't even know it was happening. Let's be real though, okay? I don't want to be rude. I love the Rays, but baseball season's not going to start until NHL playoffs are done and over with, because the Lightning are smoking everybody, man. Every time I've been to one game this year, so much fun, and I've only been able to see a handful of games on TV, but every time they're just blowing everybody up, man. I can't wait. It's going to be so nice to get a championship back in here. I know you don't want to, you know, the playoffs are a different season. I totally get that. I understand. They're too good, though. I don't think anybody's going to beat them in, you know, 7 games. But we'll see. You know, who the hell knows? I certainly don't. But baseball is back. I'm excited. It's going to be good to have the Rays back. Some stuff going on in town again here in St. Pete. I mean, there's always stuff happening. But to have a, you know, professional franchise right here. And the Rowdies are about to start back up as well. So, I don't know. It should be cool. I saw that they're having a bunch of improvements to the stadium. They got some, I forget what they call it now, but some sort of, not box seats, but it's like a big table where you can kind of like sit with your friends and, you know, you pay a flat rate for this table where you can kind of hang out in. That's going to be pretty cool. And I was looking at predictions, you know, how are the Rays going to do this year? Because I don't know. I can't keep up with all this crap. I don't know who's on the team. I know Blake Snell is back. They just signed him, you know, for 4 or 5 years or something for a bunch of money. So it's good to see him spending a little bit and trying to get some people in the seats. And opening day was earlier this week. I'm recording this the day before opening day, so I don't know how they did, but I'm going to say they won. Yes, they swept the Astros. That's what happened. I'm putting good vibes out in the universe right now that the Rays came out with a 3-0 start on the season and swept the Houston Astros. That's right. You heard it here. So I don't know what's going on, but I do know that it's going to be exciting, right? Last year, they almost squeaked into the playoffs, and they just missed it by a few games. They started with the openers. You know, they have a few pitchers that they start for a few innings, and then they have the long relievers go in, and everybody thought that was going to be a disaster, including me, and it ended up working pretty well for them. So they're gonna, I think they're going to do the same thing this year, try it out again. But the big question is, how are they going to do? And I was trying to look up some predictions, and I went to Sports Illustrated, and Sports Illustrated has them finishing with the exact same record this year that they had last year. Now, who the hell knows? It's a long season. And I also saw that they do this MLB The Show, you know, the video game. They always run this, they do it for Madden, too, in the NFL, but they run a simulation. And they came in third place again with the current roster that's in there and a pretty similar record. And since we do live in a simulation and all this is preordained and already happened, that's my prediction. I'm going to say very similar record as last year and they missed the playoffs again. But I hope I'm wrong. And who knows? I feel like it's really an exciting time to be a sports fan here in Tampa. You got the Lightning who are just pristine A+ number one franchise, well ran. I mean, you can't say enough good things about them. And then you got, you know, an upstart Rays. They were pretty good last year, almost made the playoffs, and who knows, high expectations. You know, you never know what could happen with them. And then you got the Buccaneers coming up here this summer with a new coach. And I saw some press conference with him. He seemed very confident going into it. He said, "We're going to win." Now, I like that confidence, but also as a Tampa sports fan, and if you are, you know, to kind of hold your expectations to see exactly what's going to happen. But I am excited. How do you feel about the Rays? What do you think they're going to do? I want to hear your predictions. 813-693-2124. I want to take a second to say thank you very much to Truvy Salon and Spa. They are a sponsor of the Homemade Broadcast. Truvy, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y salonandspa.com, 8908 4th Street North is where they're located. And you can get your hair cut, you get your nails done, if you're into that sort of thing. And Chrissy does a great job with that. So check them out online. Make your appointment today at truvysalonandspa.com. So the week that was in the world, our president is not a Russian puppet and spy. The long-awaited Mueller report was released last week, and that was good news, right? I think. Well, my Facebook feed seems some people are a little upset that he's not a Russian puppet, but that's good news. You know, he's not a Russian puppet, and he's cleared of that, and the Attorney General says he's cleared of obstruction of justice now as well. Of course, they're saying, well, he appointed that guy, and of course he's going to say that, which, yeah, I guess that's a valid point. I don't know. But they're going to continue the investigations. I wouldn't expect it to go away anytime soon. But I'm sure you are tired of that. But I do want to talk a little bit about hypocrites. Because they're everywhere, of course. I'm one. I do stuff all the time. I complain about stuff and then I catch myself doing things. So wearing flip-flops yesterday. What do you do? I don't like when men wear flip-flops. I think it's gross. I don't want to see your feet. It's disgusting. Although I will say for a man, I have very nice feet. But sometimes, you know, it's just more convenient. But hypocrites are everywhere, especially in politics. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the newly elected Congress lady out of New York, she gets herself into some trouble because she is a huge, huge hypocrite and gets called out on it all the time because she wonders why people are obsessed with her. It's because she's super aggressive. So people write about her because she's aggressive and says silly things and then gets called out for it. She got called out for her Green New Deal. She was proposing that people take trains and all this stuff. And then some reporters did a little digging and they found out that she Ubered it up, took so many Ubers, didn't take the train when she was really close to her train station. And her excuse was that, Well, you know, I'm just a girl living in the world, and I'm doing the best that I can. I'm just living in the world, which is fair, I guess. You know, that's the way it is. If they forced you to live that way, maybe you would have to live that way. But since she's not forced, regulated to live that way, she is not. But, you know, you want to set an example. You want to be the change that you want to see in the world, right? Well, maybe. And now we got a good pal, John Morgan, of Morgan and Morgan fame. He's did a great work with the marijuana thing. He's got smokable marijuana, medical marijuana passed here in Florida. And now he's got a new thing that he's going after. He wants to make Florida a $15 minimum wage. However, I just saw this article in Creative Loafing that he's not paying his employees $15 an hour. So again, you have to do these things that you want. You have to set the example, I feel like. If you're not, yeah, I know you don't have to and you're not regulated to, and then if it was, you would. But I don't know. It just seems like you should do this stuff. But Creative Loafing did an article, and it says that Morgan has personally pledged to spend $1 million on his latest political committee, Florida for a Fair Wage Act. But in doing so, his law firm Morgan & Morgan is relying on third-party call centers that pay employees $12 an hour to as low as $600 a month. Since at least November 2017, Florida-based office has taken on Morgan & Morgan as a client and is currently handling undisclosed volume of calls for the firm. So is it fair to say that, you know, he doesn't have, it's a big firm, right? He doesn't have the resources to take all these calls that are coming in because he's huge. He goes all the way up the Eastern Seaboard. So is it a fair criticism? I don't know. And he says it's tough to argue that call centers aren't a major component for Morgan & Morgan. Just about every single television, radio spot, and billboard features the famous For the People slogan and a cue to call the number. Reading from the script, every employee answered the phone with the same line, "Thank you for calling Morgan & Morgan. Your call is being recorded for quality purposes." A current employee office in Seminole who wished to remain anonymous out of fear of losing his job told Creative Loafing that the call volume has at least doubled since taking over calls from Morgan & Morgan, and the company has had to hire new employees to handle the workload. So I don't know. I mean, they reached out for comment, Creative Loafing reached out to them, and Morgan & Morgan told them that essentially they rely on the third-party vendors for overflow, and that the office pays their employees, what the office that took over these calls pays them is kind of out of their control, which I guess, you know, that's fair. I don't know, but I feel like you should be kind of living up to these examples. If you want something, you know, just make it happen. But again, you know, this is a third-party administrator, so what do you expect these guys to do? You know what I heard about? I heard John Morgan, I don't know if this is true or not. I looked him up on the Florida bar, and he's not eligible to practice in Florida. I don't know if he's eligible to practice in other states. I heard he likes the booze, and he drank away, got a couple Deweys, and partying too much. But he's rich. You know, he's just a rich guy now, so he doesn't really need to do law anymore. He just has other people do it and collects the check. He's just like the mascot for Morgan & Morgan. But he did great work with marijuana. I don't know about this $15 an hour thing. It seems like it's just going to strain the economy. It's just like the universal basic income thing. I don't have a high enough IQ to understand this stuff. I failed economics when I took it in school. I just wasn't interested in it. But it seems to me like they want to give people $1,000. Everybody. Doesn't matter how much money they make. That's just like what you get. But if everybody gets that, isn't that zero now? Isn't 1,000 zero and everything just increases in price a little bit? I don't freaking know. But $15 an hour seems like it's just going to make people, you know, go out of business because they're going to either find cheaper labor somewhere, ship stuff out. That call center that they hired here, I think is in America, that Morgan & Morgan hired. If it goes up to $15, you'll just ship it over to India. Same thing. And then they'll pay them way less. And so I don't know. There's no good answers to any of this stuff. 813-693-2124 is the number. HMBradio.com is the website. And if you want some stickers and stuff, I got some magnets. I'll send you some for free. Just hit me up at hmbradio.com. Send me an email, and I will get some out to you. If you have not, please subscribe to this podcast. Just put in HMB Radio, one word, Tampa Bay, and then you'll find it in there. Hit subscribe, hit the rating button, give it 5 stars, tell a friend about it. I love you, and I appreciate you taking the time to doing so.
The homemade broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
The homemade broadcast is brought to you by HomemadePodcasts.com. Homemade Podcasts is a media consulting company. It is, if you've ever been interested in podcasting but don't know how to do it, whether it's hardware or software, I can help you because I'm doing it right now. So I'm happy to help for a small fee. You can just get me at homemadepodcasts.com, and I will get back to you very, very shortly. You can always leave a message as well on the HMB radio line at 813-693-2124. And if you're interested in perhaps advertising with a small podcast here, growing, but small, but moderately sized, not small, okay? Moderately sized. I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine, all right? I don't need any guff from you, all right? It's fine. Well, why not advertise with me? I'm sorry for yelling, but if you're a business that wants to get in on the podcasting trend, email me at thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. Let's work together. And finally, this week on the pod, Stay Woke. Yeah, Stay Woke's a radio show that I co-host with Anil Hummel. It's on every night, weeknight, at midnights on 102.5 The Bone. We talked about the other huge story that broke last week, which was Jussie Smollett. Yeah, Jussie was the guy, actor, gay black guy, who got beat up, allegedly, by some dudes wearing MAGA hats. That was his story, and then that turned out to just fall apart over a period of weeks, and he looked like he was going to be in some trouble. He was facing 16 felony counts, and all of a sudden, it just went away. The prosecution's office in Chicago just dropped the charges on him. So we talked a little bit about that. So let's hear this clip from Stay Woke, weeknights, midnight, 102.5 The Bone.
Another person who has clearly made a deal with the devil would be Jussie Smollett.
Jussie.
Oh, my goodness. This came out of nowhere. And Will, I got so excited when I saw this. I tried to grab that clip and post it on the Johnny B Show Facebook page, and you beat me by a minute.
Yeah.
I was very upset. It's okay. If you have been living under a rock for the last, 15 hours, Jussie Smollett, the Empire star or co-star, I don't even know how, I've never seen Empire, but apparently he was on the show. He claimed that he was attacked by two men in a MAGA hat. They beat him. They wrote him a ransom note, a hate note, and they skedaddled. Turns out the whole thing was a hoax, allegedly.
No, I'm pretty sure. I mean, the evidence that was brought forward seemed pretty conclusive.
It was pretty damning.
They had a check that he wrote these guys.
Two checks.
To attack. They had the guys buying the red hats and the rope that they found around his neck. I mean, there was a lot of evidence going against him.
But I'm saying allegedly because today, in a very, very shocking turn of events, all the charges have been dropped and the files are sealed shut.
Yep. Just like that.
And it's over, baby.
And it's over.
It is over. My mouth fell to the floor. I said, how the hell does this happen?
Unreal.
Unbelievable. And on top of all of that, which is so bizarre to me, like if you're claiming that the charges are, the charges have been dropped, right? Mm-hmm. Which means the judge or jury or whatever believes that he did not commit this hoax, right? That means that these two men are still at large. They're not going to search for him anymore.
Yeah.
So they're not going after the bad guys, and they didn't charge the guy who allegedly created the hoax. What the hell is going on with our legal system? It's very frightening to me on multiple levels because you can just pay your way out of going to jail. And I guess on some level, I always knew that some people are more equal than others. You know what I mean? On some level, we know that if you have money, you can pay people off. You can pay for the best lawyers. People know other people. You get a lesser sentence, all that jazz. But then to see it just play out, were these charges? He had 16 charges against him. counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly lying to police, and they have just all been dropped. People are livid.
I didn't want to see this Jussie really go to jail for this. We talked about the other day how you shouldn't really go to jail for violent crimes. But,
well, I don't want to say that fully and completely, but go ahead.
Okay, that's how I feel.
Okay.
But I did want to see something on paper, at least, where he was found guilty of this, and the people that he accused would be, you know, exonerated, that it wasn't, you know, what he said happened. And now that the charges have been dropped, mm-hmm. the case is sealed, you know what people are going to think in a few years? They're going to believe his story because he was exonerated, and everybody's going to be under the belief that he was attacked by two men in MAGA hats, and that's going to be the official story.
You mean that people who don't remember the story?
You don't remember. People forget really quick, and in a few years,
I don't think they're going to forget this.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee they will. That's going to be the official story now, because what else could it be? He went through the justice system. The prosecution, the DA, decided not to file charges against him. Usually that means that they don't think there's enough evidence to convict you of a crime. There was plenty of evidence. Plenty of evidence to convict him of faking a hate crime. The time, the resources that went into it, the thing that was most egregious to me that he did was when they said they found two men and arrested two men, he was very excited and said he would be down there to ID them immediately. Then he found out it was the two guys that he paid and said, "Ah, crap. No, I'm not. Forget it. I'm not going to do it." So he didn't press charges. So he was willing to
put innocent people in jail.
And these were going to be federal hate crime charges.
Oh, yeah.
So they were going to go away for a long time. Two innocent people.
Just for his own personal gain.
Just for his own personal gain. That was the thing that was most horrific to
me about
it.
But what about this, Will? Like, OJ was found to be innocent.
Yeah.
And we remember that as, like, one of the biggest hoaxes of the century, that he should have gone to jail. Nobody thinks that OJ is innocent now. I know there was a huge racial divide at the time. Obviously, there was a lot of black people thought he was innocent, and a lot of white people thought he was guilty. But I would say nobody thinks. I mean, I'm sure there's some people, but nobody thinks that this guy's innocent. And I feel like that's just going to continue to be the narrative.
Well, no, I on social media today, what
really?
I saw from some people. Was otherwise, that it was the Chicago PD that was corrupt. And obviously they dropped the charges because he was framed. Yeah, and the Chicago PD has a history of putting black men behind bars, which is probably true. But in this case...
But isn't that just because there's a lot of black people in Chicago?
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. But apparently they have a torrid past, which is probably true. But this case was a little different. And they're under the assumption... and. Why wouldn't you be if this is the case? If the DEA decided not to press charges on this guy, well, he must be innocent. Because an indictment doesn't mean – an indictment just means, like, we're pretty sure that you did this and we're going to bring you to trial to figure out if you did. Like 51%, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then in order to convict you, you have to be, like, you know, beyond a shadow of
a doubt. Yeah.
Reasonable doubt. Yep. Yeah, so like 99%, I guess, or something, 100%. You have to be super sure this person's guilty before you can convict them.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, so
innocent
until
proven guilty.
You're innocent until proven
guilty. Due process.
Right.
I mean, I agree with all that, but again, judging from the fact that they found clippings in his apartment, they found the checks that he wrote to these guys. The guys admitted to doing it.
Yeah.
They have surveillance of them buying the hats and all the gear that they went. These were allegedly self-inflicted wounds. Like, it just, the evidence was so, it just seemed
so
like
damning.
It was so obvious that he clearly made this up.
So, and then you got to ask, you know, how did this happen, right? So my understanding is that the DA, I forget her name. Do you know it off the
top
of your
head? No, I don't.
Karen Sapp or something?
I don't know.
She is connected to him. She knows him personally, this Jussie Smollett character. And she was removed herself, in quotes, but from what I'm hearing is that... nobody really believes that she really removed herself, that she put in a good word for him and, you know, begged and pleaded and got him to drop the charges.
I just don't understand who wants this guy to get off, because if you know what I mean, I would feel like from the black community, right? Everyone, I would say, I don't want to say everyone, but I would say most people think that this was a hoax. Right?
Kim Fox is her name, yeah.
Okay, most people would, I think, maybe I'm wrong, would say that this was a hoax considering all the evidence against him, right? for black people, this creates a cloud of doubt, so that if there really is a hate crime, right?
Yeah.
Then people are going to say, wait a minute, did this even happen? So that's a knock on them, right? Then people who really do commit hate crimes, they go, huh, this is great because I can commit a hate crime, and now people are going to doubt the victim. So right. It's damning to them. And then also against Trump supporters. Yeah. Right? A lot of them say, oh, these guys are racist and they're violent and they're this and they're that. And he created this whole kind of narrative. And like you said, people still believe that they are, that Trump supporters are violent, that they do hate gay people, that mm-hmm. they do hate black people. So they threw that into the narrative. That hurts them as well. It hurts everybody. Nobody wins from this guy getting off. I want to hear what you guys think. 727-579-1025. I wonder if anybody out there actually thinks that Smollett is innocent, and if so, why? Why do you think
why?
That?
Why? There's just no way. I mean, city officials are coming out now and saying that they're upset about this. The police have come out. Yeah. The mayor's come out.
I got a
and
clip
they say
right
he's
now.
Guilty, and it's a whitewash. They're just getting rid of this thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's a clip from the mayor of Chicago talking about the situation.
I think this city is
this
still
is not the
an
mayor.
Apology. On financial costs, this $10,000 doesn't even come close to what the city spent.
So apparently, Smollett, after he was let off, said that he was going to give $10,000 back to, I guess, the city for the investigation. And the mayor is saying that doesn't even scratch the surface of how much money and resources we put into this case.
Weeks and weeks, and every detective in the city was on this one. They had to get this right. Because if they did, they cannot have...
Let this go. No.
And
nor should they
big.
Have.
No.
Nor should they have. All right, here we go.
And resources to actually look over the camera, gather all the data, gather all the information that actually brought the indictment by the grand jury on many, many multiple different charges. Second is what I would call the ethical costs. And the ethical cost is you have, as a person who was in the House of Representatives when we tried to pass... the Shepard legislation that dealt with hate crimes, putting them on the books, that President Obama then signed into law, to then use those very laws and the principles and values behind the Matthew Shepard hate crimes legislation to self-promote your career is a cost that comes to all the individuals, gay men and women, who will come forward and one day say they were a victim of a hate crime who now will be doubted.
Yeah, see, you're really hurting the victims when you do this. It's the same with women in the Me Too movement who claim that they've been raped when they had not. Maybe they had sex, they regretted it. Now they say they've been raped, or maybe they just want to ruin someone's life and career. Then you start doubting all victims. Did it even happen? I don't know. But it's a legitimate question because there's people like this that are taking advantage of the system. All right, one call before we go to break. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
This is Daryl.
What's up, Daryl?
There's one other thing about this.
Yes,
he mailed himself letters. And he might be facing federal charges for terroristic threatenings, even though he mailed the letters to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
that's another
that.
Layer to this. Yeah, it's out there. But, yeah, he mailed letters through the mail saying that, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, and it was he was being threatened, and he mailed them through the federal mail. So the feds might pick up
this guy's a sociopath.
I hope they do. I kind of hope they do. But like I said, I don't want to see this guy end up in jail for this or prison or something. But I would like the fault to be publicly stated that he did this and he was to blame and it wasn't what he said happened.
So what are the repercussions?
I don't know.
He paid, you know, $10,000. And I think someone from above that knew him kind of got him off on the local level.
Oh,
but
totally.
He's facing federal charges.
But what?
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
But Will, what about the fact that he was willing to put innocent people in jail?
I know.
You don't think that deserves jail time? The fact that he was willing to do that?
I don't think it's a crime.
Yeah,
I
don't think this is done by any stretch, and we'll just keep following this. And my name's Daryl. You guys know me, and that's my prediction.
We love
Thanks,
you, Daryl.
Daryl. Go ahead.
I think that... It's a terrible thing that he did, but I don't know if it's necessarily against the law or not. If there's some sort of crime that was committed by that, then yeah, I guess charge him with it. It's terrible. That to me was the scariest thing about this, that he was going to ruin two people's lives to get this story across. But this woman, this DA, now she removed herself. Can't they investigate her? Because this is clearly a cover-up here. This is corruption right in our faces here. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Can the governor do something about this? That's what I want to know. The mayor, like, because she's clearly corrupt, and I want to see something happen with this.
I don't know. I don't know if you can appeal this. I don't know. And it's sealed shut. I don't know how they can do that even. I don't really know a lot about legislation.
I don't know
laws,
a lot about a lot of things. Yeah.
all
especially
that
this
jazz.
Type of stuff. Yeah.
Right,
but there's
right.
got to be, right? I mean, they work under, she works under the mayor, right? And the city of Chicago. If not, then the governor, I would imagine, of Illinois.
I don't even know how you just seal something shut like this when it's a public case. So I don't
without
know.
Without a crime was committed.
Of course.
Like, how does this happen?
I don't know,
happen?
Dude. Maybe this person knows. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this? Hello?
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, this is Bruce. I got a comment on your Jussie Smollett thing.
Yes, sir.
You ready?
Ready.
God. Oh, God.
All right. Who decides that somebody's going to be prosecuted or not? It's not the prosecutor. Who is it? It's the district attorney.
Right.
Okay. The DA.
And that's a elected position.
Mm-hmm.
Who from Chicago has enough pull?
He's gonna go. You're gonna say Obama, right? I'm assuming he's going with Obama.
I was
right?
going R. Kelly.
Obama is one, and Kamala Harris, who backed him all along until they busted him.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a feeling somewhere, somehow, this is going to come out, and it's going to be the next big scandal in the next election.
But why would they want to back him? Is it just because they wouldn't want to go back on their word or look dumb after giving their support?
Yeah, that's why they have it sealed. Hopefully nobody, none of who pulled the strings will come out.
I don't know. I mean, as much as they talk about helping the black community, clearly this would not be the case. So,
well,
it just seems very strange.
We'll see, man. Yeah. It could be.
Politics is dirty, dude. Thanks, Bruce,
yes,
for calling in.
All right. All
really
right.
is. There's so much stuff that goes on beneath the surface that we will never have access to. I watched a few seasons of House of Cards. Mm. Have you ever seen that show?
Yeah, I watched the first few seasons, yeah.
I remember, I don't know what interview I saw or heard, but apparently like Bill Clinton kind of confirmed it and was like, this is pretty accurate.
Yeah.
In terms of, and we all know this. We all know that when you're working with, listen, you think about all the stuff that goes on like in Cox Media, right? Between people, I'll help you out here. Let me help you out here. You know this person, they set you up. Sometimes we get pizza guys coming in here. Sometimes we have people help us with our cars. You know people and people do favors for you. Now elevate that to the federal and state governments about people doing favors for other people. And then you got power, you got money, you got clout, you got resource. It's just insanity.
It's inherently corrupt. To want that job, you have to be a psychopath, I think.
What job?
To be in power in Congress or Senate, hold some sort of position of authority in government.
You have to be a psychopath?
Yeah, and the ones who aren't don't last. They either quit or retire.
They don't play by the rules.
Trey Gowdy was one that I kind of liked for a little while, and he quit. He just said he couldn't do it anymore.
So you really think that?
Yeah.
Do you think that you are a sociopath or a psychopath going into it? Or do you think that when you get in there, you realize that's just how you have to play the game to survive?
I think the game, just being in the mix, like being a player.
Yeah. You become desensitized
You have to raise money all the time. So you're taking money from all these people. They did a study where these congressmen spend more than half of their time fundraising for their next election. They're not doing anything.
Right.
So they're taking all this money. They got a lot of favors to pay back. It's just an inherently corrupt position. We got to have those term limits, number one.
Which we do.
Get rid of those. But it's a corrupt game, man. Just the whole thing's
rigged.
And
it can't not be corrupt.
You can't not be, right.
People are greedy. Like, you think, you're like rah-rah Bernie Sanders or rah-rah Kamala Harris or Trump or whoever your guy or girl is. It doesn't matter. They all want to be in power, and they will. I don't want to say they'll say anything to get your vote, but they'll do what they got to do.
Constantly.
They'll do whatever they have to do to win your vote. They're not your friend. They just want you to vote for them so that they can be in power.
And I learned this. I think I've told you this already, but my old boss that I worked for at the day job, he gave a. It was mayor. Somebody was running for mayor of St. Pete, and two people, and he wrote two checks, one to one guy. And one to the other guy that was running, just in case you know, he needed to talk to them for any reason. He could have their ear.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I learned, like, oh, man, this is a rigged game. And you got to have materials, money, resources in order to play it. Or the other way to get around that is work for one of them. Get one of these guys elected to mayor, work on their staff,
and
you're good to go, too.
It's just like tipping.
Yeah.
It's just like tipping, you know,
they
like
take care
if you,
of their people,
right, you know, if you go to a bar and you start tipping the, I know at least for me, especially when I was in Australia, when tipping was not a thing and someone would throw me, I'm not used to seeing any tips and suddenly someone's throwing me 20, 40 bucks.
Yep. You're gonna pay more attention.
And then suddenly they come back in line and there's like 10 people in front of them. Everybody get out of the way. This guy gets to drink, you know, because he's tipping me.
Yep.
It doesn't make it fair, but he's I got to repay the favor. He's tipping me for better service. He's going to or she is going to receive better service.
All right. There you go. Yeah. Who knows? I think he still might have some federal charges pending for that letter that he allegedly sent to himself. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. The game is just, man, it's corrupt, dude. There's just no way around it. I don't know what we can do about it, but 813-693-2124 is a voicemail here if you want to leave a message. Nice things, mean things, I don't care. I just want to hear from you. So let's chat. HMBRadio.com is a website. Remember to subscribe to the podcast, HMB Radio Tampa Bay. Hit the subscribe button. Thank you. And if you're listening on podcasts, I really do appreciate it. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, though, I want you to stay tuned because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit after that. So be sure to stay tuned. And like I said, if you're listening on podcasts, you're the man or lady. And I appreciate you. And I love you. And I hope you have a great week. And I will talk to you very, very soon. This is Will Koontz. This has been the Homemade Broadcast. This has been HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. Bye-bye now. Take care. See you later. Bye-bye.
I just wanted you to know.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.